This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The retired general appointed by Washington to be Iraq's interim administrator arrived in Baghdad today. Jay Garner traveled to Baghdad from Kuwait, declaring that he's determined to help the Iraqi people restore their lives. Garner's arrival coincided with news that two more senior members of the Saddam Hussein regime are in U.S. custody. NPR's Jackie Northam is in Baghdad. This is Garner's first visit to the Iraqi capital. What's he up to?
Well, as you say, it is his first visit, and what he wants to do on this time around is just take a good idea to gauge what needs to be done. I don't know if that can be done in a day or certainly a year, because a lot needs to be done to Baghdad to get it back to up and running again. In his position, he'll be overseeing the reconstruction. That means everything just from restoring electricity and water, rebuilding the infrastructure, but also the buildings here. There are a lot of buildings were damaged, heavily damaged by the war, and those need to be either taken down completely or rebuilt. But Jay Garner will also be overseeing the creation of an interim authority here, which is hopefully going to be made up primarily of Iraqis, and he'll be in the position of that to oversee what they're going to do and how they're going to do it.
Is Garner planning to meet with the leader of the Iraqi National Congress?
That's unclear at this point. As a matter of fact, I was just came back from the Iraqi National Congress, and they weren't sure if he was arriving today, and indeed whether he would, Dr. Chalabi, their leader of the Iraqi National Congress, would be meeting with General Garner. If the two men do sit down today, or certainly in the future, there's a whole host of issues they have to hammer out. The INC was just telling us, their spokesman, that there are very serious concerns right now that the Ba'ath Party, which is Saddam Hussein's party, is reorganizing. And they're reorganizing, the spokesman says, in an area called Diyala. Now, this is along near the Iran border, where the U.S. does not have troops set up there. It's all human intelligence that they're getting this information from, but special forces, U.S. special forces, and the INC, their armed branch, have gone out today just to check out some reports to see if this is in fact happening.
What about these two members of the former government in detention now?
Well, yes, there's two more were arrested or taken into custody by U.S. forces. One was taken on Saturday. He was Saddam Hussein's Minister of Higher Education and Scientific Research. His name is Abdul Jafar Khalek. And again, he was taken in on Saturday. He's the 43rd most wanted, or on the, you know, the United States most wanted list. The other one that was taken in very early hours this morning was Saddam Hussein's son-in-law, Jamal Mustafa al-Tikriti. Now, he turned himself in to the INC, and he was coming in from Syria. It was very early in the morning, and it was all sort of arranged through third parties that he would hand himself in. They also said that they have another person who's just handed himself in, and they've described him as a senior intelligence officer, Halil Ibrahim al-Nazari. So they're working the system, too, to get these people to hand themselves in.
Are the lights on there yet?
Bob, I wish I could say on one of the interviews I do that the lights are on, but no, they're not on yet, I'm afraid. They are working. Parts of power have been restored, but it's really intermittent here. However, there are signs of normalcy, I must say. People are eating ice cream cones here, which is a good sign, I assume. Gas stations are open, and the lines for those are huge. But there are signs, slowly but surely, that the city is struggling back onto its feet.
NPR's Jackie Northam in Baghdad.